However, I managed to get a hold of a boring eventually, and here is the beast. And it really does have the same, if you calculate or if you measure the vibrational frequencies, they are the same as SH. Now, does it smell of sulfur? Well, if you go back in the literature, there's a man who knew more about borings than anyone alive then or since, Alfred Stock. He synthesized all of them. And in an enormous 40-page paper in German, he says at one point, and I'm having, my wife is German, she translated it for me, and at one point he says, ganz widerlich Geruch, an absolutely repulsive smell, which is good, reminiscent of hydrogen sulfide. So this fact that borane smell of sulfur had been known since 1910 and utterly forgotten since until 1997-98. Now, the slight fly in the ointment is this, that if we smell molecular vibrations, we must have a spectroscope in our nose. Now this is a spectroscope, okay, on my laboratory bench. And it's fair to say that if you look up somebody's nose, you're unlikely to see anything resembling this. And this was the main objection to the theory.